on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The partner of a former EastEnders actress has admitted murdering her and their two children. Cyan Blake disappeared with her sons in December before their bodies were found buried in their garden in Iris in January. 49-year-old Arthur Simpson Kent was arrested after fleeing to Ghana. He'll be sentenced in October.
KMFM News.
A man's been charged with murder following the death of a 17-year-old girl in Thanet. Becky Morgan's body was pulled from the sea off the coast of Broadstairs last month. 21-year-old Michael Bowden from Prestige Avenue in Ramsgate has been remanded in custody. He's due back in court to enter a plea in July. The Port of Dover and Channel Tunnel are expected to be busier than normal as England football fans head to France for Euro 2016. Highways England are encouraging supporters to plan their journey and say they'll have staff on duty 24/7 to keep the A2, M2, A20 and M20 moving. England's opening game is against Russia tomorrow. We've been asking shoppers in Chatham if there is fussed about the tournament this time.
In general, the general public, I don't think they're all that bothered, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's entertainment. I'm a Welshman, I live in Chatham, so I'll be supporting both England and Wales.
Not really bothered about it, but I watch it. There's nothing else to watch.
You can let us know if you're looking forward to the football by voting in our poll at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A cyclist from Medway has died after being hit by a bus in London. Emergency crews were called after it happened on the Strand. The 45-year-old, who's believed to be from Rochester, was taken to a London hospital with serious head injuries but later died. His family's been told. A High Court judge has ruled in favour of six Lithuanian men who brought a modern slavery case against their former Maidstone employers. A court heard how the men were paid in terms of the number of chickens they caught at the farm they worked on, as opposed to being paid the minimum wage.
KMFM News.
A national service of thanksgiving has taken place at St Paul's Cathedral to mark the Queen's 90th birthday. It's the start of 3 days of celebrations, which will continue tomorrow with the Trooping of the Colour. On Sunday, thousands of people will attend a street party in the Mall. Reverend David Ison is the Dean at St Paul's.
We as a country are saying thank you to the Queen for all her great service to us. But also the Queen is saying thank you for the gifts that she's received. So it's her saying thank you and us saying thank you to God for the gifts that we've been given in her.
A Kent dad who started writing as a way of dealing with brain damage is due to have a book he wrote for his son published. Dean Woodland from Chatham suffers from memory problems and anger issues after a nightclub attack and being injured playing football. He wrote about a feather that goes on a journey and friends encouraged him to release it.
My little boy's always had beliefs about feathers and angels, with feathers appearing that it's an angel of a loved one. So after I lost my dad and I did this poem, I decided that perhaps I could put the context of this poem into a book, and I did it, and my little boy loved it.
He hopes it'll raise awareness of frontal lobe syndrome and mental health issues. And Kylie Minogue is going to cover the theme tune for the new Absolutely Fabulous film. The singer says she's a huge fan of the sitcom and is over the moon to be covering the track. The move is out next month.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
England goalkeeper Joe Hart has confidence in his team's much-criticised defence going into Euro 2016, which starts tonight with host France taking on Romania. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the back line has been seen as a weak link in Roy Hodgson's squad. England get underway against Russia tomorrow, and Hart says Hodgson's got a habit of keeping opposing sides guessing with his plans.
We certainly don't turn the same 11 out every time we play an international game, but that's been quite similar with England teams, with injuries and, you know, wide selection of players in form. But the important thing is we're not unknown to each other. We feel good as a squad, as a 23, and we're ready to go.
On to cricket now, and Kent will be looking for back-to-back wins in the T20 Blast as they travel to take on Sussex Sharks tonight. The Spitfires have named a 14-man squad for the trip to Hove, following their victory over Hampshire on Wednesday. And England's cricketers are continuing to bat on day two of the third and final test with Sri Lanka at Lord's. Johnny Bairstow has reached 153 not out. A short time ago, England were 376 for seven in their first innings.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.